This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Can happen. We're going from Passover to promise. Hallelujah. And God is in the story. Well, I just want to let you know that we have an amazing couple here with us today. Some of you might have seen the advert on social media and all of that. And they will introduce themselves shortly, tell you all about themselves. I don't have to repeat or say who they are. They can tell you all about themselves in a short bit. But, you know, our theme is realigning love for this new quarter. I am your host, Terry Honey. Kelvin is not here again today. You guys are going to have to send him a message. Work calls, duty calls. But this is Couples of Destiny, and we're here to bring alignment. Amen. So where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose together, because we say that when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. So our spiritual, you know, today there's such a lot of symbolism going on. I love this date, the 8th of April, the 8th. And April being number four, so the setting the ground for just God cementing things, you know, the foundation. And also God rested on the seventh day, so that the eighth day actually became the day that symbolizes a fresh start or the beginning or a completion, a beginning of a new something, you know. And this is what makes me so excited also, because circumcision of the Old Testament happened on the eighth day, symbolizing covenant identity. And listeners out there today, you want to share this broadcast, invite your friends, couples, singles, you name it, but it's mostly for couples. The couple you're with me today is going to prophesy over your life, over your marriage, over what God is doing in this new season. Right after we get tell a little bit about them, and we're looking forward to a powerful prophetic impartation today.
Amen. Thank you so much for inviting us. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. You know what they say, local is lekker.
And always.
Yeah. And we're local. So I'm Anton Smith, my wife Kari Smith. We are the founders, the leaders of Kingdom GPS Church in Bellville, in Bellville. And so close. And we are an apostolic and prophetic house church that is strong in the prophetic. We are strong in warfare and freeing people up. And we are just so excited to be on the air today to share, you know, as a couple, you know, those dynamics being not only as a Christian couple, but also as a couple in ministry that travels nationally, internationally. And I tell you, it's quite an interesting journey in this season. And our ministry is very much focused also on marketplace, equipping people that's in the marketplace. That's about 90% of us, you know, and training and equipping them, activating their gifts, and training them to reign in the marketplace in this season.
I love that. I love it. Wow. Training them to reign in the marketplace and also setting the captives free. I mean, that is so needed, you know.
Absolutely.
People just generally get themselves into bondage, you know. And I was speaking about on Sunday, just with the Resurrection Sunday, about God revealed how that when the veil tore, people put man-made veils upon themselves.
True. Yes,
that they have
true.
To tear.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's basically the kind of deliverance, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just through ignorance, not even willfully, just through ignorance.
I think that is one of Jesus' mandates, to come to set the captives free, because he knows that we ourselves can get ourselves into trouble all the time. And the Bible do say in Isaiah 4, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge, not understanding why can I not move forward and step into the greater things that the Father has for me, you know? And so I think that part of our ministry is really to help the people to get loosened. And I believe that there was such a prophetic statement when Jesus rose from the grave. I mean, other people were also that were dead. They came alive. I mean, imagine seeing your grandmother that passed away 5 months ago, you know, still rising up.
Streets.
You're walking in the streets when Jesus rose. And I feel that that was a prophetic sign for us, that, you know, when we come into contact with Jesus, that things were dead, they can have the opportunity to come alive, because
Absolutely.
All things are possible with him.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know, sometimes it feels like some couples, you know, when God is opening a new cycle in the season that we're speaking about, after what has been completed in your life today, things have been completed and God wants to open up a new door for you, a new cycle. So sometimes it feels like being aligned with the couples of destiny and being aligned with the walk of God, with the will of God for your life doesn't always seem like it's going to work. But this is the season, and we prophesy that today. Amen. It's a season, a time for renewal, a time for reset, a time for rebuilding, a time for stepping into what is next.
Amen.
That stone is rolled away. What is next for you as a couple? So when we say April marks the new month, the new beginning, new alignment, and this crossing over, you know, it's a repositioning, a call into divine order. And God wants to bring divine order. Listeners, Amen. You may feel like you're out of order, but here's something that can happen for you today. Key scripture that I want to use today is in Isaiah 43:19, and Jesus says there, God says, I see I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth, and do you not perceive it? Exodus 12:14 says, this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let the 8th of April be unto you a day of memorial. So this time where grace is released, healing is there. It hasn't been distant. God is close to us. So I want to ask the guests today, I want to ask you a question. And I know where there's clarity, God will bring God will bring clarity today where there's been confusion
yes.
for some people. Mm. And when we speak about that, I know that we ask today, God, in this Passover week, how are you aligning your people? How do you bring this realignment into a couple's life? What would you say to the listeners out there to bring alignment? What does that stand out? How does that stand out for you?
You know, we're in a new season. It's a season in the kingdom that is just, we're getting ready for great exploits. God wants to release miracle signs and wonders mm-hmm. through his people as conduits, you know. And the thing with Passover, there's resurrection power being released in the spiritual realm that can be able to transform any situation, realign anything. And there's going to be a great shift up to Pentecost, which is a harvest festival. And so get ready. You will literally have to count off the days because things are going to move fast. There's such an acceleration.
Absolutely.
Such a supernatural release coming and happening. And I feel, you know, we have to, you know, the family mountain or the family unit is so important to the Lord for couples, you know. And revival and reformation starts in the family unit. And I really feel if we want revival, we're crying out for revival. It needs to lead to reformation, which is permanent change, resetting things back to the original system and the structure that God had for governmental structures, legal structures, whatever structures we're talking about. Get the enemy out of that. And God wants to use you powerfully. It starts in the family unit. It starts with the husbands and wives. To be able to bring a revival, reformation, and it's going to start in the family unit. So what happens between a husband and wife, that unity and whatever's going on between them is so crucial, and that whole relationship needs to be reset. God wants to reinvigorate and come with his power into that relationship and bring fresh unity and bring realignment for kingdom advancement.
Yeah.
Amen. And I've also, if I can just jump in there with Anton, really feel that the Lord wants to bring restore the unity between a husband and a wife, and that they will understand, you know, how to function in both their gifts together as one, to move together as one, because we all have individual gifts, but how do we make our gifts function together that we can move forward as a family as one? And I think it's so important, because sometimes when the husband is perhaps not as prophetic maybe as the wife, he might feel a little bit, you know insecure. I don't mean anything, and I feel a little bit insecure. But it's vital in this season that the Lord wants to restore us so that we understand who we are in him, what our gifts are, but also how to function together for his kingdom, so we can model what he has placed within us to our children, you know, because that's the biggest book they'll ever read, is how we display Christ to them as a family. And that's important, that God wants to restore that between the husband and the wife, so we can start forming new things for our children to start leading from a place of what they've seen us doing, not what we say they need to do.
Correct. You know, and children live by what they learn, watching us.
Like what we say, what we demonstrate. Yeah.
And when they demonstrated out there, they would say, look at mini me there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes when it's negative or positive, it comes from the parents.
That's so true.
What they've gazed upon.
Yeah.
What you've modeled, yeah. So that, you know, bringing God's alignment in couples in the season, and we're talking about the scripture, and also like what the scripture says in Malachi 4:8, he says, you will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Yeah, you know.
And this is the season
And Joel 2 also said that he will turn the heart of the fathers back.
Correct.
And I believe there needs to be a restoration, but that can only happen when, you know, when people are in alignment with mm-hmm. God's purpose and mm-hmm. God's plans.
So the alignment is the most crucial. Important thing, is very crucial at this point in time, because many people are not in alignment.
No.
You know, we think we are because we're doing what we think we should be doing, or we're giving our tithe and offering, and we go into church on a Sunday, and I greet this one and I greet that one, but that's not total alignment.
It's not total alignment. And, you know, a lot of families and couples have been through a big season of warfare, great turbulence, great losses, circumstances going, in their lives, and it's warfare, for their calling and for their new level of authority. Mm-hmm. So in that, you know, if you don't navigate that properly, that it can bring damage and erode to your marriage, erode your intimacy. And like small little foxes, you know, they come in and they spoil the vine. It's not the big thing. You're not in adultery or you're not doing X, Y, and Z, but it's the small foxes that came to eat away and erode little by little trust, maybe intimacy, emotional intimacy. So that God wants to restore that. And when you said about the circumcision, I actually preached about that when Israel moved into the promised land. They haven't had Passover since Mount Sinai. Mm. And God said, well, if you want to come in alignment and have Passover, you need to be circumcised. Not all of the men, none of the men that were born in the desert have been circumcised. Mm-hmm. So God then circumcised them at Gilgal. Mm-hmm. And God says, now that you've been circumcised, you know, I'll roll the reproach of Egypt in the last season away from you. And I'm talking, God is talking about a spiritual circumcision. God says, give me your heart afresh, give me your life afresh, reassess what's happening. And because I want to cut away those things, circumcise your heart afresh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things come in, you know, jealousy, not jealousy, but insecurity, hard-heartedness comes in through trauma, through calluses around your heart. And that, you know, that causes
the opportunity to close doors, cut off and let go what is not part of your future. You know, the stone's been rolled away. And as Anton so beautifully said there, you know, God wants to bring this kind of alignment and that kind of alignment in every sphere of our lives, you know, ministerial, personal, relational, also with our children. And when I think about what he said now, I just want to remind us, you know, that sometimes we drift as couples without realizing it, you know. And where have, in your opinion, in your walk with the Lord, how do couples drift from their calling? This is...
I would say the most important thing is that we get so consumed by our circumstances and by being in a survival mode, many of us, that sometimes when we go through difficult times, we step into a survival mode in terms of trying to work through some of the trauma, some of the loss, some of the warfare that we go through, that we stop becoming intentional with the Lord, but also with one another. And you see, I've seen so many times when people come for ministry and they come for counseling even, that people will say, but you know, I have an issue with my husband, but I did sort it out with the Lord. And I'll tell people, listen, it doesn't help you sort your issue out with the Lord about your husband. You need to sort it out with your husband as well, because it works not only upwards, but it works lateral as well, horizontal, where you have to sort it out and say forgiveness to the Lord for your bad attitude, but tell your husband as well, you know. So we have a responsibility to be intentional. And when people tell me, but Kari, I've lost my love, I say, love is not a feeling, love is an act of your will. And I believe the more we are intentional, the more we pray together, we'll stay together.
Correct.
The more we make time for one another. You know, we can get busy, all of us. And I think once we're younger and you pursue your career, husbands are normally the ones that they pursue the career more, you know, and during the weekends they feel, but I need some time off and I need to go play golf. Nothing wrong with golf or spending time with their husbands, but their wives. But sometimes they lose the connection because they feel the wife is at home looking after the children. And that's, if you're not intentional to make time, you start drifting and drifting. And we made a rule that we have to spend time with one another and we have to pray together, because that's the only thing that will bring us together like nothing else can bring us together.
That
because
is so true.
Prayer will always bring us to a level and connect us spiritually like nothing else can do. Not a date night can't connect us away when we pray together, because that's something that happens in the realm of the spirit. That's another kind of glue that will glue us together, that when we go through hardships, instead of turning on one another, we stand together and turn on the enemy.
That's right. And that is the unity the enemy doesn't like, you know.
Yes.
And the Bible clearly says the Lord commands, there's a blessing.
There is a blessing.
Lord commands a blessing.
There we go.
Where there's unity. Revelations 2:4 says, you have left your first love. And sometimes, you know, and for couples, you know, communication becomes logistics. Like you said, you know, especially in ministry where intimacy sometimes become consumed instead of being nurtured because we get so busy. And I listened to you earlier saying you're flying around, you're doing all of that. And I know we fell into this trap at one time too. You know, we travel, we do ministry and he goes to work. I do this, that and the other. And sometimes prayer disappears quietly.
Yes.
And there are times when laughter even is replaced with management. You know, instead of us just laughing together, you know, I love my husband sat me down last night and said, you can dry your hair later, sit here and watch a movie with me. You know, we were watching House of David and I was so blessed and I said, oh, okay, I'll just keep this thing on my hair and, you know, hair can go later. He needs my attention and
that's
he needed
but
that
quality. Intentional.
Exactly.
That's
he needed that quality time and I needed to read the room. You know, so whether you sit with wet hair, whether you sit, you know, with your habit, whatever you do, just... it's not obey, it's a matter of surrendering to your will, you know, surrendering your will to God's will. And also sometimes it can bring ministry and business can become louder than marriage. I know a couple once said that they realized that they were drifting when they their nightly conversations became nothing but did you pay the invoices, did you sort the kids out, you know, and did you answer this and that from someone's question that they asked and so on. And then the husband still joked with them one evening and he says to her, are we still in love or are we running a kingdom corporation?
Wow.
And it made me laugh, you know. I thought to myself, this is now exposing the truth.
That's true.
Because we have to speak the truth in love, you know, and sometimes the truth hurts. But they became exceptional teammates but neglected being lovers, friends and covenant partners.
I think Terry, what is important to understand that people's lives change, circumstances and the effect of circumstances, especially adverse circumstances and seasons, has a great effect on our soul areas. And for myself, you know, I went through a certain season where I experienced a lot of loss in a short moment of time. And it had a great impact on me emotionally, to the point where you withdraw, you need to process this or whatever.
Yeah.
And that affected my relationship with my wife. It affected my vibrancy. It affected my what I can give to my family in a great way. And I was actually getting, it was a scare to me because I said, Anton, if you don't process the trauma properly and you allow it to change you, you become more withdrawn or more isolated. You know, you just go through the motions, but you've lost that spark almost in how you deal with your family. That could become dangerous, you know, and if that builds on one another and that builds on previous seasons, you say, well, you're not the person that I'm married to, you know, yet for honor, you know. So it's not a criticism necessarily, but it's an inability to process trauma, difficulty, challenges, warfare seasons. And we need to say, God, help me to get healed. Heal my heart, heal myself from the trauma. And I want to encourage husbands and wives to open up to one another and have open conversations, especially men. You know, sometimes we don't want to deal with our emotions or share.
Men, are you listening?
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, I was always strong and I felt, you know, I can process this, I can deal with it, I can. And I came to the season where it was because of the impact of the loss. I realized I can't, for the first time, I can't do this. Mm. Of course, you do it with God, but you have to include your partner and start talking about it and start, because they see. I mean, they're not, you know, the eyes are not closed for that. You think nobody sees, but they can see. You are different, you know. Mm. Anyway, so I want to encourage you, the spouses, to deal with the trauma of the last season and process it and include one another and talk about their feelings. Tell how things made you feel, why certain things happened. And that open communication is crucial. And Makari said praying together is crucial. I listened to a testimony of ex-Satanists, and they actually said when they speak curses and stuff over families and over Christian families, they do a thing, they release emotional poison into the relationship.
Wow.
And they said the only thing that started destroying that poison is when couples pray together. Mm. They say, well, we're losing grip. And you know that poison sometimes that comes in, you know, irritability and distrust and all those type of things. That are many times the enemy releases that poison emotionally. And we are just playing along with it and ride the wave, and we shouldn't. We should be sober and vigilant.
Yeah, the prayer. I want to say that the prayer neutralizes the power of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Praying really together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's so important, and that when you do realize that your spouse is, you know, that you need to ask the Lord, how do we deal with this together as a couple? Because if the one is wounding, the Bible says when the one is weak, the other one should be strong. Mm. But not strong to criticize and strong to, you know, point the finger, but strong and able to help and to carry and to pray. And, you know, and that's why I believe God has placed us together so we can carry one another, and that we can still set an example for those around us, that even though we might feel weak, that God is our strength. God is the one that will, you know, stand behind us and raise our wings up so we can fly again.
Yeah. And here's the, I like that, you know, I always have this thing. I know it's a song out there, some hear the wind beneath my wings.
Yes, that's the truth.
And Holy Spirit is the wind beneath our wings, you know, and coming into that relationship, being transparent, opening up yourself and not be ashamed of what you're feeling. And like you said, you know, dealing with that trauma or whatever you went through. I just recently had a smash and grab, you know, and the trauma, I just couldn't get over it for a few days. I mean, I'm human, you know, and I understand what happened. And then the one day, a few days after, my husband went into the store, and I was sitting in the vehicle with some of the kids in the car. And this guy was doing something crazy, and they said to me, the other guy at the back of the vehicle is looking at us and he's looking into the car. And I suddenly felt a bit of panic, and I texted my husband. I said, why are you taking so long? Can you please hurry? And then he came to the vehicle, and I said, why did you take so long? And he said, why are you panicking, you know? Are you still suffering trauma? And I looked at him, and I just, tears just started coming out of my eyes. And I realized it's a process.
It is a process.
You know, it's not just a matter of happening. You can be how full of faith. Mm. I mean, and I love God. I know He takes care of us. I know He heals us. But in that moment, and I think that was the last episode I had, you know, so wisdom out there. Now put your handbags and everything under your seat.
Absolutely. Yes. Just another last thing, Terry, is, you know, your relationship is supposed to be your safe space where you can be vulnerable.
Mm.
And I want to encourage couples, you know, if you've been critical of your husband and of your wife, and, you know, you've never been in somebody else's shoes. You know, you're different. We differently wire. We have a different response to trauma, different response to what happens to us.
Mm.
So if you judge your partner, you know, many times then people withdraw and feel, you know, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel vulnerable to share this with you, because now you already have put a label on me. Come and repent towards one another and say, please, I want to create a safe environment where you can feel vulnerable in yourself. Sorry for judging you. Please, I want you to talk to me. And create that environment where they'll feel comfortable to share their deepest secrets. I'm not going to share something if my wife judges me or my husband judges, criticizes me or whatever. So create that environment that couples feel, I want to talk to you instead of a friend or somebody else.
A counselor.
And that's really important, you know, because the honesty comes when it's actually the turning point.
Absolutely.
You know, that being honest for couples. So sometimes restoration begins with a holy laugh and an honest answer. We're going to listen to Jeremy Camp, and he's going to sing Should Have Been Me. Get tuned in. Call your friends up. We're going to let the prophetic word flow after this segment.
Amen.
Well, there we go, family. It is indeed a good afternoon. And There we go with the couple that we have here, dear Carrie and Anton. I'm so blessed with this conversation, you know, and I'm sure the listeners are too. I see Carol Bridges is online. Carol, we were just speaking about you earlier, about how you and I were going to visit the church. Yeah, I did mention that. So lovely to have you online. I don't know if you're in Africa or in Australia. And then, of course, we have Nadine online saying, fire, fire. Thank you, Nadine. We will definitely allow the fire of God to move here. She's, Carol is saying, some of my favorites are here. You are our favorite, too, and you are God's favorite. We are all God's favorites. Amen.
Amen.
But I know I'm the apple of his eye. I don't know about you.
Oh, I'm the favorite. My photo's on his fridge.
Mine's in his room on his pedestal. Anyway, so there, the beauty of today, what we're talking about. You know, this Passover is over. So what you lost in bondage can be restored in covenant. And we're in covenant with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So,
amen. Terry, maybe before we just continue, I just felt that as you were speaking, that I just saw this lady sitting crying. And I felt that she had a miscarriage. And the miscarriage caused her to withdraw. And because of the withdrawal, there has been a misconnection and a disconnection from her and her husband, and I feel it's drifting, and I feel the Holy Spirit is saying that she needs to come before the Lord, and God wants to touch her, and he wants to break the death off her in this month of new beginnings, in this month of resurrection. And the Lord says all is not lost, and I feel this is your second baby, but God is saying it's not over. And the Lord has given you a dream about another baby, and God says, I will breathe my life over you yet again. But the enemy has been using the feelings of what has happened to you to kind of channel it against your husband and to withdraw. But the Lord says, forgive and let it go. And God says, I'm going to cause something beautiful to happen out of this. I see you holding a new baby. And I feel that the Lord is saying, this will be a season of healing and restoration for the family unit, especially for you and your husband as well. So, don't allow the enemy to come into your head. I see these arrows coming at your head. In the name of Jesus, I just prophesy over you healing. I prophesy over you right now that the blood of Jesus will cover your mind. And I release the restoration power of Jesus Christ and his resurrection power over you and over your marriage in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Lady, receive that in Jesus' name. You know, we're talking about all of these things happening, alignment, cutting off, new things coming. And I see that the Lord is wanting to do a new restoration.
Yes,
and I think it's that restoration for this new thing.
Yes.
You know, and whatever is in your heart, you know, I don't know what the restoration looked like in this quarter. I don't know what the Lord is showing you, and how should couples be intentional about what it's moving right now. The momentum has it's quickened, you know. There's, like you said earlier, there's been a quickening. And Joel 2:25 says, I will restore those years.
Amen.
The Lord is going to restore everything. Anton, Carrie, do you want to just encourage the listeners out there about how to be intentional and what restoration looks like?
God wants to release. God is a restorer. He's a rescuer. And he wants to release the oil of restoration upon families and believers and couples, because this is a season of the kingdom age. God wants to take you into your higher calling. God wants to answer your promises. God wants to answer the long outstanding prophetic promises he has given you. He wants to realign you with your destiny and purpose. And in doing that, you know, God didn't make us robots. We have a responsibility to co-labor with God. And it starts off with humbling yourself. Start off with doing some introspection and say, Lord, I want to let go of all the things of the past. And maybe some of you are angry at God because you misunderstood the season and you have a misunderstanding of how things worked out. And the enemy lied to you and you're upset with the Lord. You're offended with other people. You're offended because why should it be me? Why was it me? Why did I lose this? Why did that happen? And you know, the Lord says he wants to bless you and he wants to bring alignment. He wants to open that doors of destiny to you and your greater season of influence, and answer your prayers. But if we are not in alignment with our hearts and our minds and getting rid of that and humbling ourselves before the Lord, you know, it's difficult for God to bring that open doors and to bring that necessary shift and alignment in the spirit. So I want to encourage you. First thing is to humble your heart, to humble yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I want more than anything, I want you. I want what you have for me. But I want to get the poison out. I want to get. I want to break any affections with any idols, with any emotional, any other lovers that took occupation of my heart and my heart's affections for you, addictions, other crutches that be leaned on the last season. It could be relationships, money, anything. Just be serious with yourself and say, Lord, I bring this before you. I declare a divorce with those things that stole the affection between me and you. I want to give you my life. And I'm saying I'm yours. Take me. I want to let go of the offenses, the unforgiveness. All that, those things bring incredible alignment in your life for God to bless you. And I feel when couples do that in humility, there's such a unity coming, an oil that the Lord is releasing of restoration. And, there's nothing like breakthrough and stepping into and having purpose again in your life and seeing the doors open that cause the chains of oppression and depression and just those feelings of the last season to drop off you. And, when those things happen, there's automatic restoration and joy and rekindling of relationships because our own burdens have been broken off us. But it starts with ourselves. And we let go of the stubbornness and the pride.
I really believe the Lord wants to bring restoration and healing in this season in a great way and release his healing anointing. Because I believe that the Lord wants to restore, because it's a promise that he's given us that I will rebuke the devourer. And where the devourer has been eating on our marriages, on our relationships, the core relationships, the Lord is looking for those ones that is hungry for him to say, Lord Jesus, pick me. Bring your restoration oil upon me. Break my family out that we will not continue in the same cycles as what I grew up in, what's been coming generationally. The Lord wants to use us as the chain breakers to break the chain so that restoration can continue. So we can experience the third and the fourth and the six blessings on our family. That's God's heart.
Amen.
And he's looking for the ones that would be willing to say, pick me, Lord, that your restoration oil can flow over me and my family so that we can be so such a testimony for your kingdom.
I saw while he was speaking, Anton, about, I just saw Jesus on the cross, but the crown of thorns, and I feel like someone is tormented in their mind.
Yeah.
About old hurts and maybe betrayal.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is that is tormenting your mind, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord will lift you today because Jesus said, I paid it all. I did it all for you. When he hung on the cross, he said, Tetelestai. He said, it is finished. Let it be finished for you today, man or woman of God, wherever you are.
Amen.
Let this torment go from you.
Amen.
And let the worship rise up in your home, in your workplace, in your vehicle, wherever you are. David had to play the harp so that the king can be set free from all his torment and evil spirits. And this is the Lord is saying to you, just come and back and worship me. Turn your heart back to a heart of worship.
Yes.
And let that tormenting thoughts go today. I will renew your mind. In Romans 12:1, he says, renew your mind. Meditate on God's word. Joshua 1 said, meditate on my word. Do not let it depart from your mouth.
Amen.
And be strong and courageous in this new season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when we're talking about this restoration, we were talking about rebuilding the trust that can happen in small increments. Restoration, we want that. We want to trust again, and it doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to trust you now completely. And even with God, sometimes people say, God, I don't trust you're going to do this for me, because they are afraid. And I just feel like sometimes couples need to be intentional in the season about their date nights again. Be intentional about prayer, as we said. Be intentional about your date night. Be intentional about being open and honest and be vulnerable with each other. That is the key thing. I think we don't have to hide or go and talk to other people, but speak to our spouses and pray before reacting. Bless one another verbally. Say, I bless your spirit today. To be the man that God has called you to be, or to be the woman with intentionality, to live in that freedom of the Lord. I see there's some people online here again. Oh, Nadine says, amen, amen. And also the prayer connection. I believe the Lord is going to open up something for someone here today, because sometimes prayer together for couples can be a challenge, And it's not always about, oh, we're going to do it this time or do it that time. You just act when the Spirit of the Lord is moving in that moment, like when people send you a WhatsApp, oh, can you please pray for me for this and that? And,
absolutely.
You know, pray immediately. I will sometimes put it in our group for prayer, but immediately I will say the prayer. In that way, you don't have this lie upon you. We say, oh, I will pray for you. And some
you
people
never
just
do.
you never do.
Yeah. So as couples, your power prayer time, is that how it works for you? Just
We get up early in the morning. Gary gets about 4 o'clock. I get about 5 o'clock, and you know, and the best time is to say, let's take an half an hour in that slot to pray together, because there's no disturbances. I mean, the phones, you know, the enemy sends in so much distractions. So it just works for us to get up that early and have that time with the Lord and pray. And that's the best time to, maybe when you get up and before go to work, even if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes to pray together.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crucial. You know, it's a lot of people feel, oh, my prayer life is private, you know. But the Lord told us when we got married, the Lord gave us a prophetic word to say, every time you pray together, you're gonna hit the bullseye. So I want to say to you, one prayer, you know, praying separate, it's amazing for your individual prayer altars, but praying together, the prayer of agreement hits the bullseye. And I want to encourage couples, doesn't matter if you don't have the prayer language, you think my wife is so amazing, she can pray fantastic. Even husbands out there, you are the king, priest, and prophet of your house by appointment. It's not something, you know, that you have. Obviously, you can grow in prayer language and stepping on that platform, but it's something you have anyway. Even if you feel you do one prayer, it's about your authority. So I want to encourage you, you know, stick your pride in your pocket and go and say, let me pray for my family. Let me pray 10 minutes with my wife. Let's stand in agreement. Make a list. Let's pray over the kids. Let's pray over our future and our destiny. And that will bring such a glue in the relationship that is absolutely amazing. And it brings such an intimacy. I mean, if you pray with other intercessors, you know, those groups are your BFFs, you know. You have a hard connection with them. So why not the same principle in your marriage? So you know, it doesn't matter if you can't pray as well as the other partner. It's not about that. It's about your authority and the togetherness. So that's what I would encourage couples to do.
I just want to just quickly just add on there. I can remember, like, 27 years ago, when we just got married, we weren't in ministry or anything like that. And I can remember I had an injury on my foot, and there was a bone growing out at the back of my foot. And I went to the doctor, and they said, I need to get an operation to get it removed. So I obviously went to our pastor, and the pastor said, listen, you ask your husband to pray, because he's going to pray for you, and God's going to heal
you.
And he needs to anoint you every day and let him pray. And I'm like, but he can't do healing. And he said, no, trust me in this. And I went to Anton and I said to him, the pastor said, just anoint my ankle every day. Oh, yeah, the back of my foot. And this bone is going to grow. It's going to go away. And he laughed at me. I said, let's just try it. I mean, what can we lose? So about 3-4 weeks, we prayed. Remember, I had to go for an operation. Suddenly, I noticed after 4 weeks, the bone started disappearing. I kid you not. And then I realized that it doesn't matter if you've got the prayer language and if he feels confident. It is a position that was established as the king and as the prophet and the priest of my house that God has given him. And every time he opens his mouth to decree something, it's like God releases his power to back up what he is saying.
Amen.
And there was such a release. And now these days, I mean, I feel comfortable to pray for anything or anyone as long as he's backing me up.
I mean, it's so amazing when our husband backs us up. You know, we just have a new fresh fire. You have like extra zeal.
Yes,
you know.
That's true.
Oh, listeners, we're going to listen to Chris Tomlin singing The Table.
Hallelujah.
For everyone out there, we said the stone is rolled away, new things are coming. I've got the scripture in Joshua 24:15. With this prophetic flow that we have right now, the Bible says that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I sense that the Lord is breathing on marriages in this quarter. Homes that have felt dry will flow with the love of God again, will flow with the power of God again. Where there's been silent distances, the Lord is releasing a new language coming your way. Andre, Carrie, can I ask one of you to release this final word over the listeners today? Because where routine has always numbered romance, God is restoring signs and wonders again. Amen.
I want to encourage couples to say that God has placed you together for kingdom advancements, to have a role in the kingdom together. Your gifts complement one another. You're not each other's enemies. You gifts compliment one another to do great kingdom exploits in this season. Mm-hmm. And that's why the enemy would come with big things, small things, misunderstandings, twisting things, to be able to bring covenant breaking in relationships. So don't buy into that. Really let go of every form of selfishness, pride, everything, you know. Just cut yourself loose from the old season and say, God, I'm humbling myself, and let's start afresh. Let's come and we invite the fire and power of the Holy Spirit back into our marriages, because my marriage is set for kingdom purpose. Together, we're going to do great, mighty exploits for the kingdom.
Amen, amen. Well, family, it's so sad to say so long. We're not going to say so goodbye. Mm-hmm. And we just had to have Carrie and Anton back. When they were here the last time, we said we'd have them back. And this is not the last either. Amen. So we look forward to what God has in store for you in this new season. May you just expand your territories and go and set the captives free.
Amen.
And make some demons homeless. Amen.
Yes. Prophesy.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
We'll see you next week online, family, and we look forward to hearing from you. So long.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Uit die Kaap, vir die Weskaap en verder. Kaapse Kansel 729.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.